Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about your imperative website benefits. Said another way, the benefits you receive by having your own website. I don't care if you're in the real estate business or not. Great show today, Jill. Let's talk about, let's take a question, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Mike T. wrote, I think this deal is dead. It is located in Arizona. Wife owned 10 acres and passed away a few years ago. The husband's been paying the taxes. Husband was never added to the deed after his marriage. Wife died suddenly, no will, no probate. Is this deal dead?
No.
Thank you.
It's not. The question is, actually, no deals are really dead in these situations. That's the real answer. That's the philosophical answer. Mm-hmm. The question really is, how much are you willing to go through to get to own this property?
Right.
So if it's a regular Northern Arizona rural acreage, 10-acre property, you're going to get $5,000 or $6,000 wholesale on the sell side, and you're probably going to buy for about $100 an acre, right, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
So no, in this specific case, you would have to go through a quiet title action, which, by the way, is the exact same legal proceeding. It's a lawsuit, actually. Legal proceeding as when you foreclose on a tax lien. So I'm really familiar with it. And it's a heck of a lot easier than you think. You know, it's the same old story. You do the first one, and then they're all easy after that.
Exactly.
So it's a math question. You want to knock yourself out and go crazy. You know what Jill's done in these situations, and I follow up and close the deal, is she says, you know what, owner, there's no way that you're going to go through all of this and get this thing done on your own. So mm-hmm. I'll give you $100 if you just comply and sign your name where I tell you to sign it. Sign it, and we'll get the thing out of your life, and you can stop paying taxes.
Right. Well, and that's what I was just thinking, too, like you said. You really are solving a problem for this person. You know what I mean? Getting something out of it, because they don't know what to do. No, you know, they don't know who to call, you know, and a lot of them, they're just going to walk away from it because they're just stumped.
I don't want to get into all the legal stuff, but these people were married. So this property is a community property in Arizona. So he could just go through a quiet title action and get it into his name and then sell it to you, or could do it for him.
But you know, it's funny. That's one of those things that it's easy for us. You know, yeah. I do this often. I see this with you and I, with our friends. You and I go off on these side conversations and our friends look at us sideways like, what are they talking about?
Exactly.
And it's funny because I'm like, doesn't everybody know this stuff? You know, it's so interesting.
It's just the most boring thing on the planet for most people. I was having a conversation with number three kid yesterday, and he said, I never want to do what you do for a living. And I said,
oh seriously?
Really? Yeah. And I said, well, what do I do? And he said, you sit in front of the computer all day. Well, I said, well, what am I doing on the computer? I don't care.
I overheard that.
He said, I don't care what you're doing. I don't want to sit in front of the computer all day.
Oh, what's it going to be, like a professional surfer?
So after,
what's he
I expected
want?
Something like that, or a fireman or something. He's 12.
Yeah.
And in the end, what he said was, he wants to work in CAD, which is sitting in front of a computer.
Oh, gee.
But then he wants to, then he said, quote unquote, then I want to go downstairs in the basement with a welding torch and make the thing that I designed in CAD. I'm like, all right, I can get around that.
Okay.
How that's different. You know, it's the mind of a 12-year-old. Who knows?
Exactly.
So yeah, for a lot of people, this stuff is really, really, really boring, but for some demented reason, Jill and I love it.
Uh-huh. Well, and so do all our listeners.
That's a oh yeah. Maybe, oh well.
Unless they're just listening for us.
Our members do, for sure. I think half of our listeners just want to feel bad for us and make the, you know, they probably listen to our show and then they feel a lot better about their
own
lives.
That's what I was going
to
say. They walk away going, wow, I am so lucky. That's what goes on. Man, hey. These two, whew, yeah. Boy, am I lucky.
Yeah, everything's fine over here.
Those guys, I don't think about that stuff. I just have to take a ticket. Next. You know, next. This is much easier. I don't have to think.
Today's topic, the benefits of having a website. They're actually imperative. This is the meat of the show. I can't tell you the number of times that people have said, oh yeah, we went and checked you out on the website and everything looks good and we're ready to go. So especially if you're selling land or real estate or anything, when somebody Googles your name to check you out for credibility, they better come up with a good website, and you better have right on the front of your website, you should probably have maybe one of the best pictures that has ever been taken of you. This is not even my recommendation. It's I'm just regurgitating stuff that I've read about marketing and people and the whole thing. Jill and I have actually used our website for completely different reasons and gotten things that we wanted. And I'm sure Jill's going to tell a story about renting a house for quite a long time right on the Pacific Ocean.
I have something I'd like to touch on first.
Because of our website.
I have to touch on, is the photo on the front of our website really your very best photo?
No. Yeah, actually, it might be. I'm way fatter than that.
We need to update those. So that's kind of funny. Now, everybody's listening right now is going to really go quickly and look at it. And I got to tell you, that is not the best photo.
If you want to feel good about yourself, go check out our website.
You know, it's one of those things that we joke about, but it's totally true. You know, when you're starting a new business and you're taping things together, there's some things that you do yourself and you need to, and it's important, you know, and then there's a time that you can say, okay, now we can up our game. Well, and you know what? A website is a good example. I know a lot of our members who are on a tight budget. And guess what? They might be making their own website and learning WordPress a little bit,
right.
Or they're hiring their brother or somebody that they know at least can make a basic website. That's not crazy.
Right.
And then when you now can afford to up your game and make it look professional and, you know, you have the couple thousand to throw at it, then do that. So that's a good, I think it's good with this topic too, because mm-hmm. having a website doesn't mean you need to go invest $4,000, you know?
No.
You just need to have a presence.
That's
so
it.
That's it. And
they,
be
they
transparent.
They have to have a reference point so that you differentiate yourself from everybody else who's simply got a silly Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think we talked about before, you know, yeah, have your face on there, and it's okay to make it funny. Make your website however you want to portray yourself. You know, Jack and I like to portray ourselves as casual. You know, we call it, we always go by our first names.
Yeah.
You know, relaxed and very honest and upfront. So I think that's something to think about too as your website, because it's not only going to see you, but reading your material, they're going to get a real good feel for, gosh, what kind of person you are and how you operate.
Right.
You know, are you real thorough, or is it just kind of a slap together?
Or is it skipping along the top of the topic,
mm-hmm.
as I call it.
Exactly. Did you want me to?
Well said.
Thank you.
No, I just, yeah, you know that VRBO story?
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons and ways that we use our website to get other stuff way out of the realm of real estate.
It's funny because I've started using it all the time. You know, anytime I need, even just to get a meeting with somebody sometimes.
Get a meeting.
Uh-huh. I'll say, go to my website.
I love getting a meeting like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's someone that I'm kind of like, mm-hmm. reaching out to somebody at a different level. I'm like, look, we need to talk. And then they go to our website and they go, oh, okay. Because you know, when people call you and they are not really familiar with you, this is a perfect example. But they can go to your website and go, oh, okay, they really are who they say they are. They really have that many deals and they really have that kind of a whatever going on.
Right.
So they really have 252 of this show. I'm looking down, show number 252 today.
Yeah.
Of this,
oh,
just
yeah,
this
yeah.
show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've done that many podcasts.
Right, Jill.
So I was doing that recently too, and I was looking for maybe outsourcing some of our podcast stuff. I was easy to call a guy and go check it out. It is a daily show and there's several hundred there.
Yeah. I mean, every time we contact a marketing company to do some stuff for us, they all say, wow, you guys do a lot of podcasts. That's great.
Uh-huh.
Plus we get all the SEO benefits of, of getting the transcription,
mm-hmm.
and getting it in writing and slapping it all over the place. So mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, there's huge benefits to all that.
Exactly.
I took a sales course a long time ago, Jill, and it obviously didn't help, but I did remember a couple of
That's hilarious.
I remember one thing that the guy said. He said, every morning, what I want you to do is get on a phone. This is long before the internet. Pick up the phone and call somebody famous. Try to get to them. Call their agent. And he used it.
I've heard that tactic.
Anybody, like call Brad Pitt or call somebody in your industry. You know, the guy that is the CEO of the biggest company that is in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a story about Harvey Weinstein, who's a producer in Los Angeles, very famous producer, and he called Elvis Presley, this was like in the 50s, every day for 2 years, every single day at the same time, 1 o'clock, I think. And so finally, Elvis Presley calls him back after like 2 years, and the Harvey Weinstein says, this is Harvey Weinstein with Penniless.
That's hilarious.
He says, all right, you want to promote my shows? I want you to be in Las Vegas at this chapel at X time on Y date with $1 million cash. This guy came up with it. This guy called a bunch of people that he knew. He's like, Elvis is going to meet me. We're going to do this whole thing. And they did it. And he was his producer, Harvey Weinstein. And he went on to do, you know, he's an extremely large Hollywood producer, movies and stuff. And that's a true story.
Where do you come up with this stuff? I got to ask. I got to say, Jack.
It's nice to talk to you, Jill.
You know, it's so funny.
I only talked to you on the show.
It's hilarious. The stuff that you're reading, this is what's so interesting. Where were you in what realm were you looking for that? It's just kind of funny.
I'll tell you. I'll answer the question.
Okay.
There's a documentary, or there was a documentary on Netflix streaming called Mensch, and it's all about Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
And, it's not Harvey Weinstein. That's a different movie. But anyway, I saw Harvey Weinstein's biography on, it's not called Mensch, but it's on Netflix, yeah, and his whole life story. And that's where I started. Poor kid from Detroit. I mean, from New York, from New Jersey or New York, I think.
Interesting. Well, that was very enlightening. Thank you.
The point is, get a website. I don't care what business you're in. And even if it's just quite simply, johnhsmith.com or whatever, and it's a picture of you and your family. Exactly. And that's it.
Yeah.
Did you tell the VRBO story?
I have told the VRBO story.
Just now, though?
No. Do you want me to hear it again?
Yeah. And this will really, and then we'll move on. This is really what it's all about.
Yeah, it was in April. We were here in California and we decided we weren't going to leave. And I was looking for a beach house. And I, did our thing where I'm going to make 10 offers. Let's see what comes back. And I mean, 10 crazy offers, you know, because it was just beach house stuff. I isolated the ones that I wanted to rent it's vacation rental by owner, VRBO. And I threw out an email and I said, all right. Here I am. I'm looking to rent a beach house here on the Strand for the whole month of April. I'm willing to pay X. Here's our website. Look us up. We're very respectful. You know, I love Jack's saying, your maid won't even know we were here kind of thing. I threw that in there. And I said, by the way, I'm reaching out to several. So if you're interested, please answer me back quickly. And in 2 hours, had a place for the month of April, and I know she looked us up and checked us out and went, all right, it took all the research, the guesswork, all right, who is this crazy person out of it, and I know that's what got us our place.
Yep.
So.
The maid won't even know you're here, and we are not teenagers having a
party.
A kegger all
exactly.
for 14 days straight.
Right, because we've seen those along the beach.
Yeah, yes, we have.
And by the way, if you're going to do this on the beach, don't be there in July because you will be next to that person. So you want to be there in, I don't know, April is about the end. Then it starts to get nutty.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Hey, put up a website. Doesn't cost anything. If you need a referral, go to our resources page and we've got a staff full of people that'll hook you up. Really, I'm not selling anything. They work for us, but they also do websites on the side and stuff, and we don't take any money for it at all. This is the Technical 2. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience, and this one happens to have nothing to do with real estate. Establish credibility so when people or your customers or your friends, parents, or grandparents Google your name, you're proud of yourself. Google your own name. What's it called? A vanity search. Google your own name. If it says
it has a name?
Yeah, it's called vanity searching.
Oh.
Like vanity plate.
I don't know.
And if your name comes up in your arrest records right there, you need to put some more content on the internet.
Yeah, the first thing you pull up is your mugshot. Probably not a good thing.
You got a mugshot story, and now is the time to tell it.
Oh, my mugshot story?
No,
I don't have a mugshot. I don't have a mugshot.
Your friend's Alabama mugshot story.
Oh.
It's worth telling.
Seriously?
Absolutely. It's funny. I laughed at this.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think how do I shorten this? Some of my best friends from college and those years, my former roommate, I got to be careful. moved to another state and had a little...
She's the CEO of a very large, very profitable company.
Right, we'll leave it at that. Don't, yes. Not going to, no, say the state. I'm not going to say what it is, it anything like that. Okay, so yeah. But yeah, she bought this really, really big home, great home in a easternly, southeasternly state. It turns out the builder was not necessarily the best guy. He happened to be a neighbor. They kind of got into it, and it's a kind of a good old boys community where they came out and arrested her, which it was
a Hatfields and McCoys thing.
Totally. And it was all dropped. They didn't do anything right. You know, it was all just a weird thing, just, you know, whatever. So, but the poor thing ended up getting a mugshot that day, which is really kind of silly. Anyway, nothing came of it because it was all false. So, months later, going to get an ID for a concealed weapon permit. And goes to and up to the clerk, and they said, "You want me to use the photo you have on file?" Well, of course, please, because that's, you know, of course it's my DMV photo. No, it wasn't her DMV photo on her.
Was her arrest? Was her mugshot?
It was a mugshot on her concealed weapons.
That redefines irony.
That's the best. Man, that's just so hilarious. Oh yeah.
So apparently, in this state, whatever it is, you can get arrested and still get a concealed weapon permit pretty easily.
It was not really a real arrest. It was just silly.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. My personal favorite part of every single one of these shows is the one where I don't talk.
I was just going to say, is that why?
Jill, inspire us.
Okay. All right. Are you doing too much yourself? Are you taking on too many tasks personally? Because you feel that no one can do it right or give it the attention it needs, and then maybe finding yourself bogged down, because this happens a lot. I see this in our office. I see other people doing this, and it happens. So you have to really take a step back. So I just want to make sure, if you find yourself getting bogged down, take a step back. And see, what am I really, do I really need to be doing all of this stuff? What can I delegate? And then, by the way, once you delegate it, does it really have to be perfect? I mean, think about what standards it needs to be, you know? One of my examples is a really good friend of mine. She runs everything. She does it in work and she does it in her home. And then we get together for a glass of wine and she's a stressed out mess. And I'm like, why are you doing this? You know, you need to
last night.
Yeah. You need to delegate some things and just sit back and let them go. All right. You know, your employees, sure, they didn't do it maybe at your standards, but hey, it's exactly what it needed to be.
Or your vendors.
Yeah, and your vendors, and let that go, you know, kind of thing. So,
you know, this whole thing, this is awesome, by the way.
Thank
this
you.
Whole thing falls under, you know, I would categorize it under, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Yeah, you can do the task 30 seconds. I've heard that, you've heard people say this a million times. You know, if you want to get it done right, do it yourself.
Right.
Well, turn that off.
Right.
Turn that off in your head because it's silly. Yeah, you can do it faster and better and it's to your liking, you know, and then just move on. Or you can teach somebody how to do it and then have some patience about the whole thing and get them to where they're actually performing the task maybe better than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running in the background. You can move on to something that you're really good at, like making deals in this mm-hmm. situation. That's what I tell our members. You're a deal maker. You're not a paper pusher.
Mm-hmm.
Get other people to do this simple stuff for you. But make sure you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like math. You know, there's a reason you don't learn math. You know, how many times have you heard kids say, I have a calculator. I don't need to do this.
Well, you need to know
the theories and stuff. There's way more to it. So, yeah, you need to know most of this stuff yourself. Not all of it. You know,
right.
You don't need to know how to build a computer to use one.
Right.
So that's awesome, Jill.
Thank you.
Manage some people. Don't micromanage them.
Don't micromanage.
Don't stay up all night doing your own stuff unless you're really young and poor and you're on your way up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
You cracked
me up with that. With that mugshot stuff. Man.
Oh my gosh.
Good story. You can't make that up.
Funniest story.
That's almost a movie script.
Right? That's good. That's really good stuff.
Extremely intelligent, pre-middle-aged, you know, inner 30s young woman moves to a southeastern state and gets discriminated against.
Totally.
Like, blatantly discriminated against and then arrested for it.
I know.
And then her mugshot ends up on a gun permit.
Exactly.
Can't write that stuff.
No, it's so good. Love it.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.